She was a free spirit. She loved to have fun and just be herself. She never put a facade on for anybody. You know, she was just her all of the time. She was diagnosed in August of 2007 after a short illness, what we thought was a short illness, but she had been bleeding for several months, even almost up to a year before we really knew what was going on with her. Immediately after we found out that she was diagnosed with cervical cancer, she was currently living on her own and sharing custody of her son with her ex-husband. And because her diagnosis was so advanced, I immediately had her move in to my home with my family because there was no way that she was going to be able to care for herself because she wasn't working and she was going through chemo and radiation. She didn't drive, so she needed somebody that was able to provide her transportation.
I was about 6. I knew she was ill, like, while it was happening, but I don't know if I knew, like, how severe it was. So I didn't, like, think she would, like, pass from it. I thought it would just, like, go away.
So I have 2 children, Lauren, who is 16, and Joey, who is 15, and they were very young when this did happen. And my husband had some concerns about her moving in with us and them being exposed to this type of illness. But being a sister to somebody so ill, it was not non-negotiable. She was moving in whether, you know, he liked it or not. And he was very he was very understanding towards the whole thing after it had all played out. Joey made it a point every single day to visit my sister in her room if she didn't come down. You know, she in the beginning, she was still very mobile and getting around. But when she wasn't, he would go upstairs and see her. Even if it was for a minute or two or 20 minutes, he would go up and talk to her. And towards the end of her illness, she was jaundiced. She was very yellow and very ill. And I remember him saying to me, you know, why is Aunt Carrie Ann so yellow? Him being so young, I didn't really know how to explain it to him, but I had said, you know, she's going through this illness, and the doctor had said, you know, your skin's going to start turning a different color. What color do you choose? And it was yellow. So it was a little bit a way for him to understand, you know, it was just part of the process for such a young kid.
I remember she gave me my first tickets to a baseball game. I think that was probably one of, like, the thing that, like, stayed with me the most.
All of my memories with my sister are good memories. She was my best friend. So, you know, spending time with her and being so close to her, because I come from a large family. There were 6 of us. And everybody had kind of dispersed throughout. You know, nobody lived in New Jersey anymore. And it was just Carrie Ann and I. So we spent a lot of time together. You know, we weren't just sisters. We were best friends. If I had to pick... I can't pick just one. Originally, my goal was to reach enough people so that they didn't have to go through what her family went through. I wanted people to be aware of what HPV was and it could lead to cervical cancer, because before she was diagnosed, I had no idea what the impact was or what the disease even was. I had never heard of HPV prior to this. So I wanted to educate, make everybody aware. But then once I learned about the vaccine, my goals sort of shifted, because then I felt, if we can prevent this, if there's a vaccine to prevent a cancer, why is everybody not doing this? So that's my message now, is to get children before they become sexually active to become vaccinated, both boys and girls.